Speaking of the Christmas season, on Friday we spent some time, I say we, I mean they, some of my staff members spent Friday downtown in Atlantic trying to collect some goods and things for the Atlantic Food Pantry. We had some folks swing on by to make some donations to the Atlantic Food Pantry on Friday. Of course, you know, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is doing their Scrooge competition again this year, and they have five candidates competing for the title of Scrooge, which normally you would think isn't a real flattering thing to be competing for, but yeah, what they're actually doing is, it's just a clever name, what they're actually doing is competing to see if they can become this year's Grand Marshal to the Lighted Christmas Parade, which comes up on Saturday evening. So this Saturday night, an opportunity for folks to have a good time with all of that. So now what we're doing here at KJAN, we started last Friday morning, or Friday during the day, was giving folks a chance to not only help the Atlantic Food Pantry and help those Scrooge candidates, but also to give themselves an opportunity to get involved in a drawing where they have a chance to win too. So, and that will continue now this week. If you happen to miss Friday, and that's understandable, there are a lot of things going on. I understand some shopping had to be done, and you know, some folks had to work. A lot of folks actually had to work. Some folks had football on the brain Friday. But a lot of different reasons Friday for folks to be doing other things. You still have a chance to help out the Atlantic Food Pantry. Friday we took cash and actual food items, non-perishable food items for donations. And we had a number of folks swing on by. And those items have already been dropped off there at the food pantry. Now if you miss that, you have a chance to help them out yet this week. Up until Thursday noon. What we're doing is we're giving you a chance to enter a drawing where you could win $500 in Christmas cash from us here at KJAN. That's our personal form of script that you can take down and use at a number of different sponsors, just like cash, which comes in kind of handy during the Christmas season, I'm told. It's always nice to get a little extra free cash tossed your way during the holiday season. But we'll have an opportunity for you to do that just simply by stopping out. You can stop out yet this week and make donations. Now, we took food and money on Friday. Now, we're not taking any more food at this point, quite frankly, because I don't have any room around here to store a bunch of food items. So if you want to stop out here to our studios anytime during regular business hours, which would be 8 to 5, today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, or Thursday from 8 until noon. We have to cut it off at noon on Thursday because they're going to total up all of those donations and things toward the Scrooge candidates so they can come up with their winner for that. So we'll take your donations up until Thursday noon. You still have a chance to get involved in that contest. Now how that's going to work is you can make cash donation or you can write a check to the Atlantic Food Pantry, please, if you're going to make out a check. Just drop it off here at our studio. Stacy will take care of you, or whoever at the front desk will take care of you here. And then what we'll do is when you stop on in, and you don't even actually have to make a donation. If you just stop out and say, hey, can I get a ticket for your contest? We'll give you one. No big deal. You don't have to actually make a donation. But if you choose to make a donation, then what we will also do, now remember, we're not taking any food items out here because I don't have any place to store them. And the last thing I need is the mice to be coming in, sniffing around, looking for, you know, stuff to eat. Not very good. So we'll just go ahead and take the cash or the checks out here. But for every dollar that you donate, we will give you one of those bright little yellow tickets. So if you come in and write us a check for, say, $10, well, then we'll give you 11 tickets because we said we'd give you one just for showing up because it's the Christmas season and we're trying to be giving. So you know, we want to give that away too. So we'll give you the extra opportunity. If you stop out and ask for a ticket, we'll just give you one, even if you don't make the donation. If you bring us $100, we'll give you 101 tickets. You following? See how that's going to work out? So all you have to do is swing out here, drop off cash or check, and then we'll give you the tickets. Now, hang on to those tickets, because then what we're going to turn around and do is 1 week from today, during this time slot, we will be drawing one of those tickets. Now, those tickets have a lengthy number on them, and we are going to be reading that number next Monday morning. And the person who has the ticket with that number on it needs to bring it here to our studios. We physically need to see it. So you'll need to bring it here to our studios by the end of the day, by 5 o'clock next Monday afternoon. Now, if somebody does that and has the correct ticket number and shows it to us here before 5, then they will win the $500 in Christmas cash. Pretty simple stuff. Now, if for some reason they've lost the ticket or whatever, can't get here, if for some reason someone calls us and says, or so no one shows up before 5 o'clock with that ticket, then we're going to redraw the next day. So that ticket number becomes null and void. We're going to go ahead and draw again, and we'll see. Well, actually, it won't become null and void. We'll throw it back in the box. It could be drawn again. I don't like the chances.
I thought maybe you were just going to keep it.
No. That really wouldn't be in the Christmas spirit. It's not a bad idea, but it's not in the Christmas spirit. So, no, I don't think we'll do that. No, we'll give folks a chance at that on Tuesday. If for some reason no one brings in that ticket Monday, we'll redraw Tuesday. And we'll go through the same process once again. I doubt that'll happen because it's never happened. Yeah, we've done this now, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5 years maybe since we started doing this. It's never happened before. We've had folks every single time come out here. I had somebody who was standing out there 1 year who was standing in the front lobby as I walked out of this studio from this program. Because people, you know, they get pretty creative about that. You know, we try to give them long strings of tickets. If they come in with a whole bunch of donations, say 100, and we're going to give them 101. We try to string, you know, they come on a big roll. So we try to just keep them all together, give them like 10 at a time and break them up 10 at a time. But folks are getting pretty creative anymore. What they're doing anymore is they're just saying, okay, well, here, let's just do this. What's the first number on the first ticket? And then what's the number on the last ticket? And they just write those two numbers down. And if it's either one of those or anything in between, then they know it's their ticket. Then they just search for the ticket. It's probably the easiest way to do it. It's just leave them all together in strings like that. But, yeah, people get pretty creative about how they do that. So, yeah, I remember reading the ticket number that one morning, and then I walked out of the studio and around out front, and there was a gentleman standing in the front lobby. And he said, I knew as soon as you started, you know, reading the number. He says, I knew I had it because he had a whole bunch of donations that he did, and he had several tickets. And that's what he did. He wrote down the first and the last. So he knew as soon as I read the number. He says, oh, I knew that was between my tickets. So I just started looking real quick, found it, brought it out here, and figured I'd get it out of the way right away. And that particular year, he wished to remain anonymous, and he walked out of here without $500 in Christmas cash because that gentleman said, go ahead and donate it to the food pantry.
Awesome.
So the food pantry won twice, so it worked out real well. We're not saying you have to do that. You can do whatever you choose. We've had folks donate portions of it or what have you, or you can keep it if you like. It's Christmas time, and it's your winning, so you can do whatever you want with it. But one thing is for sure, we're going to give it away. So you can do whatever you want with it after that. So, yeah, $500 in Christmas cash on the line. And, again, all you have to do is just swing by the studios. But please do not bring food items at this time, if you would be so kind. We just don't have enough room out here to store them all. So if you would be so kind, if you want to make the donation, just stop on out again. Anytime during regular business hours, that's 8 to 5, Monday through Wednesday, or Thursday from 8 until noon. We only have until noon. That's when we have to cut it off. And by the way, when you do come out and make those, that's why we're cutting it off, is because of that Scrooge contest. When you do come out and make your donations, tell us, we'll be keeping tally marks here, tell us who you want the money to go toward. If you bring $100 and you want all 100 of it to go to, pick one of your favorite candidates, Janet Capel, for example. Or if you want maybe 50 of them to go to Nancy Fredrickson and then 50 more to Janet Capel or some to go, whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want, but make sure you let us know, too, who you want, which Scrooge candidate you want to benefit from your donation. If you're not interested in that contest, that's fine, too. You can just make the donation, but you might as well help those folks out, too, as they try to generate some good donations. It's a spirited contest, from what I understand. From what I've been told so far, it sounds like the contestants that are, there are five of them? They've been working real hard to try to get those donations, and some of them have done some pretty creative things.
Yeah, there's five of them that are involved there, and yet we kind of saw that too when we were out there on Friday. It seemed like, you know, it was pretty spread out, everybody kind of making their donations to the different to candidates and getting their cause going. And of course, you know, each one of them, if they're different businesses, they come up with different ideas that are kind of unique to how they raise their funds. But if you're wondering who those particular people are, for sure all of them, it's Aaron Siggins with the Atlantic Hy-Vee, Janet Capel from Capel's Ace Hardware, Nancy Fredrickson with Guys Perry Jewelry, Brad Peerbolt with Peerbolt Chiropractic, and Karen Nelson from the Handbag Ranch.
All right, very good. So, again, if you want to make those donations toward those folks, you can drop it off here, and we'll take care of it there, too. That also gets you entered into that competition, too. So an opportunity for you to donate. And they're all doing their own things. You don't have to donate here if you don't want to, but, hey, chance to win some money back. I mean, you know,
sure.
Why not? Why not? It's not a bad deal. So stop on in again. Today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, 8 to 5, or Thursday, 8 till noon. That's the cutoff period, and we'll get you those tickets taken care of. And as I said, if you stop on by anyway, just ask for a ticket. We'll give you one because it's the Christmas season, and that's what you're supposed to do, is give. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to give us some more good advice about how we can make our lives better through Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
With this hard winter, many of the older furnaces out there are showing wear. Most of those older furnaces are only 60 to 80% efficient also. Now is the time to give us a call at Camblin Plumbing and Heating to get a free estimate on replacing your gas-guzzling furnace. We can give you costs on replacing your old unit with a new unit up to 98% efficient, or even in some cases, visit with you about a new electric furnace that makes a lot of sense in some communities. With all the models that we have to select from, we can get you into a highly efficient unit within your budget and needs. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Heartland. The thought of the day today was native proverb. It says, "We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children."
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. So stop on by and make those donations to the Atlantic Food Pantry. Make someone else happy, and you might make yourself happy as well with that $500 giveaway. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.